Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Kriyat Shema, perek Dalet. The Rambam ends Hilchot Kriyat Shema with a short perek about all those who are exempt from this mitzvah. The basis for the exemption in most cases is prior involvement in another pressing mitzvah. But the first example is based on a more familiar principle. Halacha Aleph. Nashim vavadim uktanim p'turim mikriyat shema, umlamdin et haktanim likrot ota ba'onata, umvarchin lefaneh ulachareah kedei lechanchan b'mitzvot. Women are exempt from mitzvah of kriyat shema because it's a mitzvah aseisha, zman grama. The Eved Kanani is also exempt as he has the same obligation in mitzvot as a woman does. Interestingly, the Yerushalmi adds a reason why an Eved Kanani is exempt from kriyat shema, and that is that one cannot accept upon himself all Malchut Shemayim in the proper way when he already has another master, as the Eved Kanani indeed does. The Rambam says that there is a mitzvah for Ketanim, youngsters under the age of Bar Bat Mitzvah, to say Kriyat Shema based on Chinuch, but does not indicate any preference for women to recite it despite their exemption. The Shulchan Aruch rules that women should say Kriyat Shema in order to perform Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim, and the Ramah adds that at the very least they should recite the first Pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Interestingly, the Magen Avraham on the Shulchan Aruch suggests that women, though exempt from Kriyat Shema itself, should be obligated in Zichirat Yitziat Mitzrayim, mentioning Yitziat Mitzrayim, which does not in and of itself have a fixed time, and so is not Zman Grama. But the Mishneh Berurah concludes that they are exempt from this too, and the debate may relate to the question we discussed in Perek Aleph, of whether Zichirat Yitziat Mitzrayim is an independent obligation, or an extension and an elaboration of the Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim of Kriyat Shema. Continuing in Halach Aleph, Mi shehaya libo tarud v'nechpaz bidvar mitzvah mikol ha-mitzvot, patur mikriyat shema. Lefichach chatan shenasa betula, patur mikriyat shema ad sheyavo aleha. Lefi she'ein dato pnuya, shema lo yimtza betulim. The second category of exemption from kriyat shema is someone who is unable to focus because his attention is consumed by some other mitzvah he needs to perform. The first example is that of the chatan, who has just married a betula and hasn't yet consummated the marriage. His distraction is due to his concern that he may discover that she isn't a betula at all, in which case he would be required to report the matter to Beit Din and investigate whether she may have committed adultery before the chuppah. Therefore, as the Rambam explicates in Halacha Bet, this exemption doesn't apply to a chatan who marries a woman previously divorced or widowed, who isn't a betula. The Shulchan Aruch accepts the opinion of Tosfot and other Rishonim that nowadays we do not in general say Kriyat Shema with such deep concentration and focus that a chatan can claim an exemption due to his inability to focus. And therefore, even a chatan is obligated to recite Kriyat Shema. Halacha Gimel. Mi shemeit lo meit shu chayav li tabel alav, patur mi Kriyat Shema ad sheik berenu, mipnei she'ein dato pnuya likrot. Vim haya mishamer et hameit, af al pi she'eino meito, patur mi Kriyat Shema. Vim hayu ha-shomrin shnayim, ha-echad mishamer, v'ha-sheni nishmat l'makom acher v'korei, v'chozer u'mishamer v'nishmat ha-acher v'korei, v'chein ha-chofer kever l'meit patur mikriyat shema. The second example of someone preoccupied with another mitzvah is the onen, whose close relative has passed away and has not yet been buried. As the Rambam makes clear in Hilchot Avel, much later in the Mishneh Torah, the exemption of the onen isn't only from kriyat shema, but also from all mitzvot aseh, so that he can be entirely focused on the mitzvah of burying the dead. One who is guarding a body before burial or digging a grave for the body is exempt from kriyat shema. But if two are responsible for guarding the body or for burying, then they should switch off so that each can say kriyat shema when he isn't on duty. Halacha dalet. Ein motzi'in et hamet lekovro samuch lizman kriyat shema, ele im kein haya adam gadol. Vim hitchilu vohotziuhu vihigi hazman hakriya, vehein melavin et hamet, kol sheyesh lamita tzorach behen, kigon nosei hamita, vechilufeihen, vechilufei chilufeihen, bein hayu lifnei hamita, bein hayu lachar hamita, pturin, ushar hamelavin, sheein lamita tzorach behen, chayavin. Hayu oskin behesped, vihigi hazman kriyat shema, bizman shamet munach lifnehen, nishmatin echad echad vekorin vechozrin lehesped. Ein amet mutal lifnehem, kol ha'am korin mut kriyat shema, v'havel yoshev domeim, she'eino chayav likrot ad sheyikbor meito. Continuing with the topic of burial, recall from the last perek that it is forbidden to recite kriyat shema in the presence of a corpse. Therefore, in a funeral procession, all those people who are responsible for carrying the dead body to the grave are exempt from kriyat shema, as are all those on standby to carry the body, as they need to stay near the body and have no opportunity to say kriyat shema. But everyone else in the procession must say Kriyat Shema, and they leave the presence of the body for as long as necessary to do so. In order to prevent a situation like this, where many people lose out on the mitzvah of reciting Kriyat Shema, the Rambam says that ideally we should not start a funeral just before the beginning of Zman Kriyat Shema, unless the deceased is someone especially important, an Adam Chashuv, whose funeral should not be delayed at all. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this din from the Rambam without the exception of the Adam Chashuv, and the Nosei Kelim there explain that nowadays no one is considered an Adam Chashuv to the extent that justifies suspending the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema for a large number of people. Halacha Vav. Kavru et hamet v'chazru havelim lekabel tanchumim, v'chol ha'am holchim achariyem mimakom hakever l'makom sh'omdim bo havelim la'asot shura lekabel tanchumim. אם יכולים העם להתחיל ולגמור אפילו פסוק אחד קודם שיגיעו לשורה, יתחילו. ואם לאו, אל יתחילו. אל ינחמו את האבלים, ואחר שיפטרו מהן יתחילו לקרות. After the burial comes the time for the mourners to stand in a line and receive condolences from the procession who walk by them one by one. If the time has come for Kriyat Shema, and someone in that procession has time to say even the first pasuk before reaching the line of mourners, then he should do so. But if he doesn't have enough time even for the first pasuk, then he should first offer condolences to the mourners and only afterwards recite Kriyat Shema. Halacha Zayin, kol mishu patur milikrot Kriyat Shema, im ratza lachmir al atzmo velikrot kore vehu shetei da'ato miyushevet alav, aval im haya zeh patur milikrot mivohal v'tamea, eino rasha likrot ad shetityashev da'ato. One who is exempt from Kriyat Shema because he is nominally preoccupied with a mitzvah, like the examples listed in this perek, can be machmir for himself and recite Kriyat Shema despite his exemption, as long as he is confident that he can focus appropriately on what he is saying. The Raiva disagrees with the last point, and believes that anyone can opt to say Kriyat Shema, as even if he doesn't have the proper focus and concentration, this is no worse than someone just reading the text of Kriyat Shema in the course of learning Torah. Regarding the Onen, who is exempt not only from Kriyat Shema, but from all mitzvot, there is a debate among Rishonim whether he is allowed to keep mitzvot if he wishes to waive his exemption. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that he is not allowed to do so, and later poskim extend this to all the examples in this perek of those involved with a dead body before burial. None are allowed to say Kriyat Shema when they are exempt from doing so. Halacha Chet. Kol hatmeim chayvim mikriyat shema umvarchin lefaneh ulachareh vehen b'tumatan. Af al pi she'efshar lehen lalot mitumatan bo bayom. כגון הנוגעים בשרץ, או בנידה וזווה ומשכבן וכיוצא בהם. ועזרא ובית דינו תקנו שלא יקרא בעל קרי לבדו מן שאר הטמאים עד שידבול, ולא פשטה תקנה זו בכל ישראל, ולא היה כוח ברוב הציבור לעמוד בה, וכך בטלה. וכבר נהגו כל ישראל לקרות בתורה ולקרות קריאת שמע והן בעלי קראין, לפי שאין דברי תורה מקבלים תומה, אלא עומדין בתארתן לעולם. Even someone who is Tamei is obligated in Kriyat Shema, and it's Bracho, just like anyone else. Being Tamei does not pose a barrier to reciting Kriyat Shema, or speaking any other words of Torah. The one short-lived exemption was the Baal Keri. Ezra and his Beit Din decreed that before saying Kriyat Shema, the Baal Keri must immerse in the mikvah or bathe in the amount of water equal to the minimum size of a mikvah, 40 seah. The reason for this Takanat Ezra was to discourage people from engaging excessively in marital relations, in order to avoid becoming a Baal Keri each time and being required to bathe or use the mikveh before reciting Kriyat Shema again. The precedent for this decree was Mamad Har Sinai, where Bnei Yisrael were obligated to separate from their wives for 3 days before receiving the Torah. But Takanat Ezra was ultimately too oppressive and never gained enough traction to spread. Hence it has the status of a Gzera She'en HaTzibur Yicholim La'amod Ba, and it simply died out. The Rambam embraces this conclusion that the Takana of Ezra carries no weight today at all, and the Baal Keri is permitted to read any Divrei Torah that he wishes. The Shulchan Aruch accepts this view, but another view among Gaonim and later among Rishonim was that only for learning Torah was Ezra's decree null and void, but for Tefillah it is still in effect, and a Baal Keri must immerse or bathe before every Tefillah. We'll see in Hilchot Tefillah Perek Dalid another possible reason why a Baal Keri needs to wash himself before davening each morning. Based both on that and on Takanat Ezra, it is a common custom among Hasidim nowadays to immerse in the mikveh every morning. Even though not everyone is a Baal Keri every morning, it would be embarrassing to those who are to publicize that fact by going to the mikveh alone. So everyone goes to the mikveh each morning in order to avoid embarrassing those who really need to do so, and just in case someone is a Baal Keri but either forgot or doesn't realize it.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishneh Torah.
If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.